What page was this on?
27.
Okay, what does he say? He says, "Ba'ahu behulata, hamafatmin b'samim k'dushim b'dvash, ivinkein chayno ahidu b'samim shukim b'chav amaram, yesh lomav, ba'atam yishum b'ulchayu b'ahachi l'chtosh b'lisko kol ha'b'samim." Since the normal usage of these types of spices, of ginger, is to say, for example, grind it up and make it into some kind of a puree, therefore, mishum hachi chayshivan kaino b'milchayu. Therefore, they are construed as having retained their identity. Not so the case for other types of things, like cherries, which are not always made in a pureed form. Now, what about cranberry sauce?
In Corn's opinion, that is its principal use. It can therefore be
It seems to me that I agree with Mel. It seems to me that
if you would take looks like celery but it's red, what is
rhubarb?
Any rhubarb by itself.
And therefore.
So the question is, it's
got to
be mixed with sugar,
and therefore,
should be
shot. Why?
No.
First of all,
I'm not really good. On rhubarb, you would certainly make a mole prima donna. The fact that you add something special, you cook it in a certain way,
just because that's the
purpose, it's grown for that purpose, that's the way you eat it.
But you know the problem, basically the problem you do with the fruit as far as losing its stir is concerned.
That's my question. My question is whether or not the Tumas Hadesh and is making an absolute statement like the Rambam is. According to the Rambam, if you would, not everyone agrees with the Rambam. We understand that. The Rambam maintains that you make a brach of shahakal on sugar. The majority opinion is that on sugar you would make a bo'i kui ha'dama or a bo'i kui ha'etz, which is not too understandable, but let's say bo'i kui ha'dama. On cranberry sauce, I want to know what the Tumas Hadeshen is saying. The Tumas Hadeshen is saying that on raspberry jam, especially jellied raspberry jam, you make a shahakol near the cup. I want to know what he would say about cranberry jam, cranberry sauce.
Why is cranberry sauce different than jelly?
Because he's saying that the main usage of cherries is not in this form. Since he's saying that's not the principal usage, you don't always get them dissolved.
But the question is, how do you define main use?
Okay.
Cranberries, maybe, that I don't know, a great percentage of the crop is probably made.
The only usage.
I don't think it's the only usage, because I've seen in supermarkets cranberry sold.
What do you do with it?
But I don't think you make it into a sauce necessarily.
You can make a fresh cranberry sauce. Let's agree that we will all agree that the principal usage of cranberries is to make a cranberry sauce. A secondary usage, which might also be a principal use, is cranberry juice. The cranberry sauce that you make in the main is jellied cranberry sauce, but in the minority is What do you disagree with?
Years ago, people, again, I think you have to take this whole discussion relative, like we did in the 3-4 weeks ago with coffee. You know, like we said, Chamra the Dina. You have to take this discussion relative.
Of course I'm taking it relative.
So today, I think 15 years ago, the main use of cranberry was the ocean spray in the can, which was jelly that served, you know.
Fine. Like let's place ourselves in the position 15 years ago. 15 years ago, let's assume that we're in a situation where the main use of the cranberry is, as you say, 15 years ago.
Jelly cranberry sauce. Now that you've exposed like breaded surface and all these stuff, it's more metallic to have a cranberry sauce with. I mean, I know my wife makes a cranberry. We never have the jelly.
I want to put myself in a position of 15 years ago where the principal usage was. I want to understand the abstract question here. What the actual facts are, I agree with you, will change from time to time and uses to uses. But I want to put myself in a position where I have a fruit where its principal usage is jelly sauce.
Excuse me, you're assuming that the cranberry is a fruit versus a vegetable. It grows in a bog, but you're assuming that this is a fruit versus a vegetable.
No, I'm not assuming that. I'm not telling you that you'd make a bo'i kui ha'etz and not a bo'i kui ha'dama. My question is between a bo'i kui ha'dama, let us say, and the shahakol. Do you make on cranberry sauce according to Tumas HaGoshen, a Balei Priha Adama or a Shako?
I mean, you have an answer to this because you would see, but you can't tell. From what he says, it's impossible to generalize.
No, he said that he never said explicitly.
Yeah,
exactly. He is saying that let's read it again. Vahahida humlata. Kosh Rashi amafatmim ksamim kedushim bedvash. Vimken hahida psamim shulchim bekatav amaramzal. Vyesh loma hadatam. The reason that on those things you make a bovei pri hadama. Nishum deolchayu bahachi. Because that is a standard usage. Lechtosh v'leschok kol hapsamim. To grind up completely all of the spices. Mishum hochi, for that reason, hashivin kaimi b'miltai. And for that reason, this is considered as having retained its identity. Masha'ein came the davar acher, she'ein darko yotavir maruch ha'murusak. And not so in other items which are not always ground and pureed. On those other items, you would make a shackle in the other glove. So he seems, according to my reading of the Tumas HaGoshen, that to be distinguishing between cherry jam and cranberry sauce as of 15 years ago. I don't want to argue the facts. Let's assume that there are certain plants like cranberries 15 years ago whose principal usage was...
jelly cranberry sauce.
Jelly cranberry. Was a jelly cranberry sauce.
No recognizing
the source. Not source of free.
Right.
But it had the shame free.
But how does it retain its identity or does it not?
I believe at that time it retains its shame.
And therefore we're saying that according to the Tumas HaGoshen as well, on cranberry sauce, had we lived 15 years ago, we would have made a bracha of Balei Pri Hadama.
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to get that clear. Let's take a look at the Taz. My page 30.
What would you make on grape jelly?
Because
now it's kosher.
It may have not been kosher, or may yes have been kosher. I do not want to enter into the issue.
Like the Welch's grape jelly.
Yeah, I don't want to go into the question of whether Welch's grape jelly is kosher.
No.
Don't ask me that question.
What broth would you make on grape jelly?
Okay, you tell me. According to the Rambam on grape jelly, if this is a not such a minor percentage, how we would make the...
In Israel, you make 777 makes grape jelly.
If the grape jelly is a non-negligible percentage of the usage of the grape, which I'm willing to believe it is.
When you say non-negligible, not in the content of the grape, in the content of the overall usage of grapes.
That principally means, I don't know if it's nothing. If it is nothing, if people don't plant grape, I don't know what the percentage is. And I think this has to be determined. But let's assume for the moment that the grapes that are, the grape generally constitutes 10%, a non-negligible percentage of the grape produce. That most grapes are planted for wine and juice, a small percentage are planted for eating, and an even smaller percentage, but a non-negligible percentage, are planted for the purposes of making jelly. We would have to determine that fact first. Let's assume that it is a non-negligible percentage. Then we're back in the same problem that we have now, except that according to the Tumas HaGoshen, since this is not the major usage, and it's only a minor usage, then it loses its identity, and on grape jelly you would make a shahak only of it. Whereas according to the Rambam, on grape jelly, presumably you would make a bovei pri haetz.
There's no question of fruit soups.
That's a very good question. We will come to soup in a moment.
Just one point here. You don't appear to be distinguishing between a fruit and a vegetable which is losing its source. At the beginning of this year, I understood you to make a distinction.
I'm making no distinction other than if it's a vegetable, you make a bovei pri hadama, and if it's a fruit, you make a bovei
pri hadama. But if it loses its surah, they would both go to shahako.
That is correct.
At this stage of the game.
What the word losing its surah means. According to the Rambam, losing its surah means an extract. According to the Tumas HaGoshen, losing its tzura means being made into a jelly if that's not the majority usage. Therefore, grape jelly, according to the Rambam, would be a bovei pri haetz, according to your question. According to the Tumas HaGoshen interpretation of Rashi, grape jelly would be a shahak on the other.
cranberry sauce as of 15 years ago, to specify the issue.
Jelly.
According jellied cranberry sauce. That's what it's called. I don't know.
Versus whole-berry cranberry sauce.
Whole-berry cranberry sauce, there's no question that you'd make a bracha. If we're assuming that a cranberry is not a tree. So if you take for granted that the cranberry is not a bush and not a tree, and it's an adama, then on non-jellied cranberry sauce, on whole cranberry sauce, would be a bari pri hadama without question. As of 15 years ago, Mel's reading of the Tumas HaGeshen, which coincides with mine, would be that on the jellied cranberry sauce, you would also make a bari pri hadama.
Why? Because
that's the major usage, since it's the major usage of the cranberry, therefore, even though it has been jellied, it has retained its identity.
Rashi would say that it's charcoal because it's merusak.
That's the question. Does Rashi intend to say that or not?
Because
the Tumas HaGeshen reads this into Rashi, and he's hesitant about reading this into Rashi.
What are the raisins?
What does raisins have to do with anything?
Not in terms of grapes.
You think about it for
grapes?
No question. Okay. Although the Rama says, yes.
What would you do? I mean, for instance, mint jelly. When you have a mint leaf.
Yes.
I don't know anything that the mint is used for. I get tea leaves with mint, but I mean.
You make the butter according.
Jelly that people ate with the leaf. I mean, so that would be for grapes.
No. First of all, if it's made from the leaf, it won't be a bari pri eitz, it'll be a bari pri adama. Secondly, even if it's not from a tree, the mint is a plant, it's not a tree. So it's certainly, if it would be anything, it would be a bari pri adama. However, I don't know, most mint jellies that you buy is really apple jelly with a little bit of mint flavoring. It's the main ingredient there is the extract of the apple, and the jelly is made from the apple, and the mint is a solid flavoring. And since, according to what we have just studied, apple jelly, according to the Tumas HaGeshen, would be a shahakol, and a mint jelly, it would also be a shahakol. The question is whether we agree with the Tumas HaGeshen. Two questions. What did the Tumas HaGeshen mean, and do we agree with it? Let's take a look in the Shulchan. Now let's read the Taz. Yes. My page 30. What is Pavidla? Who's the Yiddish expert here?
Charlie, no.
Okay, so I'm just reading the Rama. I assume it's some kind of a jelly or a sauce. Mavalkin alam b'loy priyates. V'yesh olim l'varech alehim sha'akol. Tov l'chush l'chachil alam b'loy sha'akol. I'm reading from the Rama.
The small print.
Aval im b'rech b'loy priyates yatsa ki chen ra ika. But it seems to me most likely that if you made a bracha of bari pri ha'etz on this kind of a jelly, you don't have to worry because that's probably the correct ruling.
He says everything. So you say one thing.
What?
He said you say shakal. If you like, you can say bari pri
ha'etz. He's saying that some people say bari pri ha'etz. There's an alternative opinion which you've just read, which is the Tumas HaGeshen, which says on this you should make a shakal near the bar. But his opinion leans to, but the Tumas HaGeshen is sort of shaky about this, and his opinion on what is that the bari pri ha'etz is probably correct. Certainly if you made a shahakol, you've not done anything wrong. But if you made a bari pri ha'etz, you certainly have not done anything wrong either, says the Rama, because probably the bracha should be bari pri ha'etz anyway. Let's take a look at the Taz. About in virech bari pri ha'etz yatsaki chen neravika. And on the right hand side, the top. Okay. Hai ikal, hu ikal baru. This ikar is not only the main interpretation, but it's the clear law, he says. The ein makom iti miyashev shelo lavarech bari pri ha'etz. And I have no grounds to say anything other than bari pri ha'etz. Ki ma shekatav ma'ari b'tumat ha'deshen sinun chavtes. The Tumas HaGeshen that we have just studied. The kevon shekatav rashi krimam lavarech bari pri ha'etz hani katush kitzah. The ein mudusak lagamri, mashimun b'le mudusak lagamri, amin shahadol. Kvar yisigalot beit yosef sot nisim in lejdari, ma shekatav arambam v'yomar, miyachan v'yosan ki isam lavarech bari pri ha'etz. Rambam certainly disagrees and says it ain't bari pri ha'etz.
Tasty. eat in that way. Gam tochafi eno tokolo tikkun. Even eating the inside of an orange,
apparently they may have had some sour oranges, not so good without some kind of sugar.